At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that I sure am because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying,
yeah.
Let's get to our contestant, who is Paul in University Place. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Taryn, your host. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Paul will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
Correct. What is the main spice used in a traditional chai tea?
Pass.
The longest river in the world is located on which continent?
Asia.
No.
Europe.
No.
South America.
No. In which sport would you find a scrum?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
In which sport would you find a scrum?
Pass.
Which dam in Washington hosts a nightly laser show in the summertime?
Gorge.
No.
Pass.
Amit, Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva are the children of which late musician?
What? Pass.
Which animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
Yes. What 2017 animated film features a character named Miguel who travels to the land of the dead?
Coco.
Yes. Which artist had the first tour to gross more than $1 billion?
Taylor Swift.
That is correct. And with that, Paul, you get 4 correct.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Fun fact about Paul. It's his first time ever playing Beat Mix.
Oh, well, you did better than I did my first time, Paul.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it.
Steve is back, and are you ready, sir?
All right.
What does ASAP stand for?
As soon as possible.
That's right. What is the main spice used in a traditional chai tea?
Mint?
No.
Cinnamon?
No.
Tea bags.
No. Whoa. The longest river in the world is located on which continent?
I'm going to say Africa.
Yes. In which sport would you find a scrum?
Rugby.
Correct. Which dam in Washington hosts a nightly laser show in the summertime?
Oh, no idea. Beaver Dam?
Nope.
Hoover Dam?
Nope.
The Dam of Chehalis?
No. Amit, Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva are the children of which late musician?
Late great Frank Zappa.
That is correct. What animal is known as the ship of the desert?
Camel.
Yes. What 2017 animated film features a character named Miguel who travels to the land of the dead?
Encanto?
No.
Up?
No.
Miguel's dead friend?
No. Wow. Which artist had the first tour to gross more than $1 billion?
Is that Taylor Swift?
It is.
Yep.
How many Grammy nominations has Alice in Chains had?
4.
No.
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
Damn it. 3?
No, 11.
11, good for them.
But Steve, wow, you got 6 correct, which is a win.
Let's
6
go.
To 4. Paul, we would love for you to call and play again sometime, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend. You're sampling the best. Better than all the
rest. Better than anyone. The main spice used in a traditional chai tea, cardamom.
Gosh, if you need to tell me to just name every spice that you know, I would never get that.
And if you're looking for an
cardamom?
Cardamom. If you're looking for an educational laser show in the summertime, Steve Miggs, you can find that at the Grand Coulee Dam.
Grand Coulee.
Yes. And then the animated film with Miguel who travels to the land of the dead, our friend Paul knew that is Coco.
Oh, okay.
And as I just told you, Alice in Chains has had 11 Grammy nominations.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Our voice messages are open for business. You just head over to the Odyssey app, which is very easy and free to download to your smartphone, and leave us your thoughts right there.
And we have gotten some interesting voice messages, one about beaver farts. We'll get to that one in a second.
I call that something different. Oh.
Wow.
So do I, actually.
Me too.
It's one of the few words that I actually use that letter. Never mind.
Okay.
Let's start off with one about old people. Are you ready for the first voice message that was left for us through our Odyssey app?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to vent about all my old people that work with me at work. They're a bunch of lazy people. They don't do anything.
Is this Danny talking about us?
Us boomers?
You jerk.
You're welcome.
So, you know, if you're going to be that old, then you need to just stay at home and do nothing instead of trying to work and make our work harder.
Yeah.
Well, why stay at home and do nothing when you can go to work and do nothing and get paid for it?
Duh.
I mean, they've earned that right. They're old.
What do you think he does for a living?
Oh, I would love to know.
Yeah, he's a barista or something.
Yeah, I wonder.
There's certain places,
works
though,
at Walmart.
Yeah.
Certain places I go where I'm looking for the oldest person that works there. And that's like Home Depot, Lowe's, any sort of like hardware store. I'm like, I want a dude named like Henry in his late 60s to help me find what it is that I'm looking for. I'm not going after the young, you know, millennial or Gen Z person for help. I want Henry.
You think Henry knows exactly what it is?
Yeah, his friends call him Hank.
Hank can tell you exactly what to do, and he could probably save you a couple bucks while doing it.
And guess what? He's not like tweeting during his lunch break, you know? He's a hardworking man.
But sometimes you go up to those young whippersnappers over at Home Depot, and it's clear that they have no idea what they're talking
right?
about. I'm like, would you learn that on YouTube? No, jerk.
Loser.
Wow. All right. Now we go from old people to beaver farts.
Mm-hmm. Please tell me you're going to talk about the beavers that fart and they don't fart just for fun, unlike you, Migs. I hope you.
Okay, hold on a second. Why am I being attacked on
this?
Is this
your wife?
Sounds a lot like Sid.
I hope you guys talk about it. I was reading about it this morning and it's hilarious.
All right, do you know what this is all about?
No.
Because I had to Google it to figure out what the hell she's talking about with beaver farts. So apparently the wildlife group captured a beaver that farted. And so I would just instantly think that's hilarious. Beavers also don't eat the right foods and their stomachs don't agree with it, whatever. But apparently they don't do it for relief or amusement. According to these wildlife experts, they do it on purpose. And here's a beaver officer.
What?
Which was Danny's job in college as well. Her name is Lauren. It still is. Okay, over at Emo Night. You can, DJ Beaver Officer. Can you start calling by that?
Oh,
or DJ Officer Beaver?
No.
All right, well, anyways, here's Lauren talking about why beavers fart.
We put camera traps out to try and track the beaver activity, and we got loads of really great stuff. So we got the beavers building their dams, grooming, feeding, swimming. But one that did stand out and made everyone in the office laugh was the beaver breaking wind. Beavers.
Okay, is that the beaver farting right there?
That's juicy.
beavers, near their tail, they have glands that can secrete this oil called castoreum. And that actually helps them to mark their territory. So we think what the beaver was doing in the video is actually marking its territory and communicating to any other beavers out there that actually this is my patch.
Huh, I'm going to remember to use that when I fart in front of my wife. Like, look, I'm just marking my path. It's castoreum. I'm just releasing my castoreum. Sorry, babe.
Does it sound like that when you do it?
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday, we got the scoop on Danny's daddy-daughter date with his daughter, Lily. Yes. They got some new hardware in their ears. You guys had an ear-piercing date, and I was kind of surprised that you'd never had your ears pierced before, Danny.
You know, if I had a dime for everyone that said that, like, you didn't have your ears pierced before.
Because your face is pierced.
My face is pierced.
Yeah, lip, nose.
Yeah, just never did my ears for some reason.
And that surprising factoid led to you asking this, Migs.
Yeah, yesterday. So you've never had your ears pierced before?
Never once.
That's crazy. So here you are, you know, in your 30s.
Yeah.
Like, some would say that ship has sailed. Yeah. I'm not saying that as a guy who does a lot of dumb things at my age. Like, I'm definitely not one to tell you that you should be falling in line for what your age dictates. But that's kind of crazy.
I call it my midlife crisis because I'm not at the midlife crisis yet.
Well, we don't know when you're going to go.
That's
so
fair.
You could be.
That's fair.
Did you ever have your ears pierced back in the day, Steve?
No. That took a dark turn. Sorry about that, Danny. Listening back to it, I wasn't trying to make a prediction or a spoiler.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I have
you.
Faith that you'll last till at least 80.
No, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I am almost on my midlife crisis.
Oh, crap.
Oh, God.
85.
I mean, I don't think it's any secret that we all do some things that are a little bit on the childish side, or we're like,
no.
You know, a little immature from time to
not
time.
Me. Everything I do is exactly what someone who just turned 50 should be doing.
Sure.
What do you, of all the things that you're into, Steve, that maybe most 50-year-olds aren't, what do you think is maybe the most childish or the...
Probably, you know, my book club where we drink wine and eat fine cheese. I feel like that's very immature. No, I think you could do two together if you just look at my social media, put spandex on the weekends and pretend to fight my friends. That's something that most people at my age are not doing. And if they were doing it at some point in their life, they are certainly done doing it at this point.
So at the super professional WWE level and the level that you wrestle at, are there very many at all? Like, how many 50-year-old dudes do you encounter?
I mean, nowadays, it's better than it used to be. Just like in anything, I think people just take care of themselves a little bit better. So
yeah.
Like back when, you know, I was younger, someone hits their 40s, that's typically the end of their sports entertainment career. Nowadays, you got guys going in late 40s, early 50s as well. So it's not the norm, but it's not out of the ordinary anymore.
So do you just at this point listen to your body and just, you know, you'll know that it's time to hang it up or what?
I would have done 5 years ago if I listened to my body. You know, it's just I'm surrounded by some people that make me, I don't know about you guys, I like being around people that will make you feel young and
yep.
still have a lot of energy. And like, as I jokingly say, like the dreamers in this world, people who haven't given up on certain dreams, because I think that's just inspiring to me. Like when people aren't just accepted that this is their life and that they just like sit on the couch and do nothing. Because like, I grew up in that kind of a household.
Sure.
So I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person for my kid. But yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I that's a big reason why I do that.
You know what really helps, too? If you get your ears pierced, it adds 5 years of youngness to you, and you can wrestle more.
You know what? There's, I'm sure if I did, when Tatum gets her ears pierced, because I know you did it with Lily, your daughter.
I did, yep.
I would jokingly say it, and if she said, yes, Daddy, do it, I probably would do it, but I have a very strong feeling that she's not, because she doesn't want me to do anything. Like, you always hear the stories of like, oh, your daughter is going to make you want to like paint your nails. I would say do my hair, but we know the answer to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and I mentioned to her, I'm like, do you want me to paint my nails with you? She's like, no, Daddy. Like, she's already just like, no, I don't want you to do anything with me,
this
Dad.
This is my beauty shop. Stay out.
This is me and Mom's thing, not yours. Stop trying to jump in on this. We've got our own thing, Dad. This isn't it.
Again, we're not going to be the ones to judge anyone.
What about you?
I mean, probably sometimes my party lifestyle a little bit. I'm here for a good time, Steve.
I mean, inviting everybody and their sister over to your house every weekend is something that people in their 40s should stop doing.
Maybe, you know, less house parties, but I'm enjoying it, you know, and it does keep you young, I think, you know, having these hobbies or things of that nature.
100%.
So again, not judging, but Rockaholics, we want to hear from you. What are some of the things that people might say you should stop doing because you're too old to do it?
The Daily Migs Show.
We want you to admit it. What is something that you do or that you have done that some might say you're too old to be doing at this point? 206-803-ROCK.
No judgment.
No judgment from us.
I mean, I know we're very mature and we do only mature things, but we won't judge you for this.
We have someone on hold, Steve, who did a girls' weekend at a place that you normally bring your kids, but they didn't bring any kids, and it's not Disneyland.
Okay.
We're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, Kim from North Bend, what do you like to do with your kids that others say you might be too old for doing?
We play video games, Fortnite and Minecraft.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you brought up Minecraft because my wife and I had this conversation yesterday. We were just at dinner and there was a soda can. I don't know what kind of brand it was, but I was like, that's an interesting orange that's on the can. And my wife's like, oh, it's a Minecraft like nod. And I was like, you know, that's one of those games I've heard of a million times. I've heard all about, but I have no idea what the concept is behind Minecraft.
Yeah, you just build stuff, make stuff.
Like Tetris?
I mean, I guess kind of, because you do put blocks together. They're all squares.
Hey, Kim, have you gotten into Roblox yet?
They play it a lot, but it's not my favorite.
Mine either. However, I'm sucked in.
So that's popular with kids as well. Yeah, I know Fortnite, of course. These are games I'm just not... I haven't tried yet.
Never have I ever. 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you have done or are currently doing that others would say you might be too old to be participating in? Allison from Seattle, tell us what you did.
Hi there. So me and my friend, it was a 3-day weekend, so we went down to Great Wolf Lodge and had a drunken weekend.
Awesome.
How expensive are the drinks at Great Wolf Lodge?
Allison?
Oh, no. We lost her.
Awesome.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I cut out for a minute. I'm here now.
How expensive are the drinks at Great Wolf Lodge?
We only bought the first one pretty expensive, but I just made pictures of Mai Tais, and we used our same sippy cups, and when we ran out, we just went back and refilled them.
Oh, my God. So I love you, Allison.
So you were smuggling booze into a kid's park.
Well done.
Yes, it was awesome.
Allison, if you write a book on how to do that, I might purchase it.
Did you go down all the slides and do all the water slide stuff?
Oh, yes. And the funny thing was the really big, huge one, we went down when we were totally drunk. But we actually got to stay one more night because they offered us such a good deal. But we had to work the next day, so we didn't drink that day, or at least not really late. So we went down that one completely sober, and of course we're both kind of old. I mean, I'm 57, and so that time it hurt so much. We were getting whiplash, and we were like laughing and saying "ouch, ouch, ouch" the whole time.
So what we're learning is that if you're going to do rides at an older age, you need to be drunk so it can like rubberize your body.
Yeah.
Got it.
206-803-ROCK. Brendan from Montana, what is something that you do or have done that others would maybe say you're too old to be doing?
Play Legos with my kid. He loves playing Legos, and then something that helps me keep feeling young is snowboarding with him as well.
Nice. Oh, that's super jog, cool.
Going on a jog sucks, but snowboarding, it's good on the joints. It's fine.
That is true. Yeah. It's have not you tried, high impact.
Wait, based on our last call, have you tried jogging while under the influence of alcohol? Because apparently things hurt less.
Not quite. There's this thing here in Bozeman. It's a little underground thing. It's called the Tour de Bozeman, and it's where you ride your bicycle from each brewery to another. And you get 3 beers per brewery. So
oh, my God.
You get a punch card, and you see how many you can get through. So I've done that once, but other than that, no, not.
Brandon, that sounds like a recipe for disaster. Let's feed a bunch of booze to people on bicycles.
And wish them all the best.
Don't do that.
Thanks, Brendan.
So when are we road tripping to Bozeman, Montana?
It's just different over there.
Right.
206-803-ROCK. Justin from Olympia, what is something you do or have done in the past that others might say you're a little too old to be participating in?
Well, I don't have any kids, so I feel a little weird just saying this, but I still mess around with Legos as an adult, 34 years old.
No judgment. I never really got into the world of Legos prior to having Tatum, but now that I have Tatum and I realize, oh, there's an actual like way to do it, and it's a lot more fun than trying. I used to think you had to look at the picture and figure it out. I'm like, this is too much for me. But ever since
then, man, looking at pictures, I can't figure it out, man.
Okay.
But doing Legos is very relaxing. It's like doing a puzzle for me.
Sure.
So my girl's into Harry Potter, and I'm super stoked for Mother's Day because I got her this little Hogwarts Hagrid on the motorcycle Lego set, and I got myself a Star Wars Lego set, and she doesn't know yet, but I'm going to surprise her with that for Mother's Day with a pizza and Legos, and we're going to nerd out.
Okay, you guys sound like a lot of fun.
We're pretty fun. We're just newly together, and we are crazy about each other. It's awesome.
You say they're a lot of fun. I have a question to determine that. When you get your pizza, yes, would you be opposed to having pineapple on it?
Get out of here, Steve.
Yes!
Hang up on this man. They are no fun whatsoever.
206-803-ROCK, what is something you do or have done that others might say you're just too old to be doing anymore?
I'm looking at the text line. I love this one. I still, because this it falls in line with, I think, how we are as well. I still play flag football at 54, and I make the most touchdowns on my team. I run a team called the Spider Monkeys.
Ooh, I like that.
I love that. As long as you're able to still do it, the age shouldn't tell you to stop.
I mean, I feel like flag football is the only type of football people are playing in their 50s. There's nobody who's playing tackle football in their 50s.
Well, I don't think the moment you leave like any kind of organized sport, I don't know many people that are doing tackle football unless things get a little gnarly because of the flag. But have you ever played flag football?
I mean, like as a child for funsies, but yeah.
I did it with when the Seahawks would, where Mike McCready would do that, the fundraisers for the Crohn's Foundation.
Yeah.
And he would, which was awesome. He would get together a bunch of people and have a big tournament over at Lumen Field and play flag football. I'm like, I never paid attention to what flag football was like until I got to play it. And I'm like, man, my body was beat down because it's still physical.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And it still involves running. And that's something I don't like doing.
And there's not a lot of running and wrestling, you know?
Not
that's a good choice for you.
Well, if there is, it's in a contained space.
Yeah, it's very small.
So it's only a few steps. It's not like trying to run the length of a field. And I'm like, this is just too much for me. But it was awesome.
Well, good for you.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.